إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, east, west, north, south, above, below, past tense, present tense, future tense, every situation, every condition, every circumstance belongs to Allah. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah does as He wants to do. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ No one questions the authority of Allah. Allah does as He wants to do. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah creates whatever He wants. مخلوق اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is the creator of every shay. Mufassirin explain what is shay. They say مَا سِوَ اللَّهُ Everything besides Allah is مخلوق. And what is the ability of this makhluk? What is the effect of this makhluk? What is the taqat of this makhluk? What is the power or strength of this makhluk? Quran unequivocally states, makhluk, created entity, ma siwa Allah, besides Allah, la yamlikuna li anfusihim dharran wala naf'a, wala yamlikuna mawtan wala hayatan wala nushura. Whether it's a pebble or a mountain, whether it's a blade of grass or a jungle, whether it's an ant or whether it is Jibreel, whether it's a bullet or whether it's a bomb, makhluk, created entity of its own accord cannot benefit, cannot harm, cannot live, cannot die, cannot be resurrected except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah creates what He wants. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ Allah guides whom He wants. إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمْ بَيْنَ أُسْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts of Bani Adam are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ Allah deprives of guidance whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ Wealth, affluence, plentiful in this world, material gain. This is not business acumen. This is not financial prowess. This is not intelligence. This is not which family you were born in. This is not a biological accident. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ Wealth is distributed to whom Allah wants. وَيَقْدِرْ Want, poverty, need, strife, difficulty, hardship in the hands of Allah. يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ The mercy of Allah for whom He wants. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ The help of Allah for whom He wants. أَضْحَكَ Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَى Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ Death in the hands of Allah. أَحْيَى Life in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَى. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَى. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. In the heavens, in the earth, north, south, east, west, above, below, past tense, present tense, future tense, that happens which رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, Allah wants to happen. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَان. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَان. كَمَا شَاءَ كَان. فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ. من غير زيادة ولا نقصان ولا تقدم ولا تأخر. That happens which Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants. وما لم يشاء. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the forces, governments, technologies, armies of this world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never happen. One Allah is doing. One Allah is the maker. One Allah is the controller. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَى وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Your Rabb creates what He wants. اختيار, choice, is in the hands of Allah. خالق is Allah. Bari is Allah. Badir is Allah. Musawwir is Allah. Allah creates. Allah creates from nothing. Allah does not have raw material. Out of nothingness, Allah's amrikun. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an an yakula lahu kun fayakun. When Allah decides something, wujud of something, something to come into existence, something to happen, kun, be, and it becomes. Ulama say amruhu bain al kafi wal noon. Not even necessary to say kun. Wama amruna illa kalamhil basari aw huwa aqrab. Allah says our affair, our decree is like the blinking of an eyelid. No. Aqrab, faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Whatever Allah wants, 10 times this dunya, 1,000,000 times this dunya, rising of the sun, setting of the sun, millions and millions and millions of fruit coming to existence. إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. It is Allah that splits that seed. أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah says, why don't you look at the farming that you are doing, the cultivating that you are doing? What do you do? You throw a few seeds on the ground. أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ. Allah says, look at your farming. أَأَنتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Are you causing it to grow? Where in that sand is the ability to cause growth? Where in the water is that ability to cause growth? Where in that seed is the ability to cause? The seed doesn't even know which direction to fall. When the seed goes into the ground, how is it that seed is placed in that position, that from underneath it the root comes out, from above it the sprout comes down? Who is setting that seed in the correct position? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ أَخْرَجَ شَطْأَهُ فَآزَرَهُ فَاسْتَغْلَظَ فَاسْتَوَىٰ عَلَىٰ سُوقِهِ يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعَ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. Allah says, it is Allah, فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ, that splits that seed, brings forth that sprout, strengthens it, makes it into a branch, then into a tree. And somewhere, what do you see? Somewhere you see an orange. Somewhere you see a mango. Somewhere you see a banana, somewhere you see a coconut, somewhere you see a pomegranate. Have we taken the trouble of looking at this, pondering on this, reflecting upon this? Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Look at the manner in which Quran invites you. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ. We will show you. We will show you ayatina, our signs, the signs of Allah, fil afaq, in the horizons. Look around you. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أإلهٌ مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإلهٌ مع الله بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإلهٌ مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ويرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإلهٌ مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون. Quran is عجيب. Look at the manner in which Allah appeals to the intellect. أمن خلق us, who created the heavens and the earth? وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء. Who is it that is causing the rain waters to fall? فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. Who is causing the fruit to grow, the vegetation to grow, the plantations to grow, the forest trees to grow? أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there another ilah besides Allah? أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. This ball of the earth is not still, it's spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour, moving outwards 65,000 kilometers an hour. This earth is spinning. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. Allah says, who made it qarar for you? Who made it stable for you? هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا. Who subjugated this earth for you? والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون. والأرض فرشناها. Allah says, we made it farsh, we made it a carpet, we stretched it out for you. فنعم الماهدون. How beautifully Allah has done this. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا. Look at the way Quran calls out. Quran appeals to the intellect of man. Ponder, reflect. How is that sun rising and setting? How is the day lengthening? How is the night lengthening? Who brought this system into place? How are the crops growing? Somewhere an orange, somewhere an apple, somewhere a mango, somewhere a pomegranate, somewhere a banana. Sehri time, take the banana, look at it. Look at its peel. Break it up. Look at the fiber inside. Experience the softness. Potassium, magnesium, sugar, calcium, iron. Where is it coming from? A storehouse of it. Allah says, we will show you. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. These are the signs of Allah. One night, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire night crying. The entire night crying. Aisha radiallahu anha wa mada asim, ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Why did you cry like this? What has caused this? He said, Aisha, how can I not cry? When Jibreel has brought the verses of the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We cannot sufficiently lament the lack of connection of this ummah with the Quran. This month of Ramadan, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Allah says, we gave you this month for what? Just to stay away from food and drink? No. Just to abstain from your passions and desires? No. Allah says, we gave you this month for what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you find Allah. So that you connect with Allah. So that this heart is lit up. This heart comes alive with the noor of taqwa. With the noor of Allah's ta'alluq. With the noor of Allah's zikr. Such a man. Allahu Akbar. Look at our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he is giving khutbah. مَاذَا يَسْتَقْبِلُكُمْ وَمَاذَا تَسْتَقْبِلُونَ مَاذَا يَسْتَقْبِلُكُمْ وَمَاذَا تَسْتَقْبِلُونَ مَاذَا يَسْتَقْبِلُكُمْ وَمَاذَا تَسْتَقْبِلُونَ. ثَلَاثًا, three times. What does this mean? What are you awaiting? What is waiting for you? In other words, this expression in Arabic is when something momentous is about to happen. gigantic, something huge. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Sahaba are confused. They are looking around, nothing has happened. Umar stands up, Ya Rasulallah, awahyun nazal? Has some revelation come? That you have reacted like this? Qala la, no. A'aduun khadar? Ya Rasulallah, is some enemy coming? Is there an attack that is imminent? This is why you are saying this? La, no. Then Ya Rasulallah, what has happened? He said, Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. Wa inna Allah ta'ala yaghfiru likulli ahli hadhihi al-qibla fi al-awwali laylatin min shahri Ramadan. Such a month has come that on the first night of this month, Allah forgives the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Lo arad Allah, an yu'adhiba ummata Muhammad ma atahum Ramadan. If Allah wanted to punish the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them Ramadan. This is not a month to be taken lightly. This is a month to strive. This is shahrut tawbah. This is shahrul itqi min al-nar. This is shahrul du'a. This is shahrul barakah. This is shahrul rahmah. This is Shahrul Inaba. This is Shahrul Taqwa. And when Allah introduces this month, Shahrul Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. Even this name Ramadan. It is said the 12 months of the Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, 11 months names the Arabs kept. This month, Ramadan, this name also Allah kept. Shahru Ramadan, Sayyidu Shuhur, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. What's the link? What does the word Ramadan mean? Ramadan comes from the root word in Arabic, Ramadha Yarmud. There's one hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Salatul Awabin. Salatul Awabin, after Maghrib we know, but in Hadith terminology, Salatul Awabin is also, this expression is used to refer to Chash Salah. Chash Salah is what time? Ideal time is 9-10 o'clock in the morning. Desert climate, that's the time when the ground becomes fetid, becomes hot. That is why it's mentioned in the riwayat Mishkat Sharif, Salatul Awabin, Hina Tarmudul Fisal. When the legs of the animal becomes hot, in other words, the desert ground becomes hot. That is the time for Salatul Awalin. Tarmudul Fisal. Ramadha Yarmud. Which means to heat up. Which means to burn. What is the link? What is the link between burning and Ramadan? Ramadha Yarmud. Why? What is the significance of this name? They say, Allahu Akbar, two interpretations ulama give. One ajeeb interpretation. They say Hunger creates heat. It's a different matter in South Africa, mashallah. It's early breakfast and a late lunch. And that too, so many savouries, so much of preparation is done in Ramadan that we don't even allow the hunger to come. That's a different matter. But the effect of hunger is to create heat. So from the first day of Ramadan, inside that heat is being created through that hunger. First day, second day, third day, fourth day. And what is happening as that coal, as that heat, as that cauldron forms, it becomes a fire and it starts burning. What does it start burning? It starts burning the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that by the time Ramadan finishes, all the sins have been wiped away. That's one explanation. Another explanation ulama give, Ramadha Yarmud, they say, if you want to destroy something, you can break it, you can tear it. Tear something, you can put it together again. You break something, you can glue it together again. What is the most conducive way? What is the most conducive way to destroy something so that no trace remains? They say to burn it to ashes. Ramadan, the month in which even the record of the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are burned to ashes. Such an opportunity Allah has given. Shahru Ramadan. Normally our Masturat asks, what's the wazifa? Manana, big night tonight, what's the wazifa? Sheikh, big night tonight, what's the wazifa? We have this, what is the wazifa for Ramadan? Look at Quran, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. What it should have been? شهر رمضان in which we have ordained fasting. That already Allah said. كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب. But when Allah introduces this name, شهر رمضان, the first link, first attachment, first association is what? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The wazifa of Ramadan is Quran. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when Ramadan would start, he يَعْتَكَفَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. Great Imam, great Muhaddis, he would close all his kitab, sit in the masjid, أَخَذَ المصحف, take the Quran, and what he would say, لَا كَلَامَ مَعَ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. How can there be any other kalam when we have kalamullah? Such a Quran this ummah was given. One chance in the year Taraweeh Salah. One chance in the year Taraweeh Salah we get. Beautifully our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put it. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Faradallahu lakum siyamahu. Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. Wasanantu lakum qiyamahu. I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of Ramadan. No other ummah got this. This is that ummah, anajiluhum fi sudurihim. Quran was put into their hearts. No other ummah got this. The revealed scripture was put into their hearts. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. This walaqad yassarna al-Qur'ana lidhikr fahal min muddakir. Allah made it easy. Allah made it accessible. Allah made his kalam. What is the weight of this kalam? What is the weight of this kalam? It is said if the Quran had to be revealed in its original form. In the Lawe Mahfuz, the Quran is in its written form. Written form. Ulama say if in its original form, it had to be revealed on the Lawe Mahfuz. In other words, the protected tablet. Huge makhluk of Allah. On this protected tablet, if the Quran in its original, Allah's kalam, in its original form, had to be revealed on the Lawe Mahfuz would have been crushed. This is that kalam. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. This is Quran. This is Quran. This is not a fairy tale. This is not some novel. This is not some media outlet. This is not some journalist or writer or some politician talking. Or even a scientist talking. Science today we think is knowledge. It's not knowledge. A lot of it is conjecture. A lot of it is guesswork. قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا. Allah says, if what you have is actually knowledge, then show it to us. Show us your knowledge. إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. What you are doing is actually guesswork, conjecture. If you fire 100 arrows in the dark, one or two arrows will hit the target. One or two arrows will hit the target. But that is not an absolute, that is not absolute knowledge. Science is conjecture. Human knowledge is based on human senses. Human senses are defective. There is only one knowledge that is pure of defect. There is only one ilm that is pure of defect. That is preserved. That can never be doubted. Not one harf, not one nukta. And that is Quran. This is that kalam when Allah introduces it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. There is absolutely no doubt in this kalam. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. This is haq. This is the absolute truth. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. Don't doubt one declaration of Quran. Look at how Allah introduces his kalam. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book. There is no doubt in it. And then what Allah says? هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This Quran is hidayat for the people of taqwa. Ramadan لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Quran is linked with Ramadan. And Quran is linked with what? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Quran is hidayat for the people of taqwa. Where does taqwa start? Where does taqwa start? First condition for this Quran to become hidayat, my respected brothers, is La Rayba Fi. Whatever Quran says, Yamhaqullahu Riba, Allah will destroy Riba. La Rayba Fi, there is no doubt in it. Yurbi Sadaqat, Sadaqat will multiply. Your wealth looks like it's getting less when you are giving in charity. Allah says, no, it is not getting less, it is being multiplied. Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana fayudha'ifahu lahu adhafan kathira. Not one time, two time. Allah says, we are multiplying it many, many times. La rayba fi. No doubt in this. Dunya ayyaman ma'duda, just a passing phase. Dunya kasarabim biqiya yahsabuhu dhama'anu ma'a. This world, this life, these huge industries, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This is mata. This is valueless. This is a mirage. This is a trick of the eye. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْخُرُورِ. This is mata'ul الْخُرُورِ. What is science telling us? What is technology telling us? What is media telling us? What is everything around? Mata'u, big industries. Big technologies, gold, silver, diamonds, wealth, the wealth of the world, the pomp of this world, luxury of this world. And what does Quran say? Mata'ul ghurur, deception. 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 Not equal to the wing of one mosquito. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. الله أكبر. Look at how Quran opens up the حقيقة and reality of this dunya. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't fall into the trap. Don't get carried away by the glitter and glamour and the lights. Don't go to the casinos and the dens of haram. Don't go to the places of music and merriment. Don't go to the places where the naked bodies of men are jiving to haram music. Don't look at the bathrooms and the aeroplanes. Don't open up the tourist magazines and look at the lush beaches of this world and think that this is everything. Quran calls out, Allah's Kalam calls out, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived, go to the graveyard. Go and look at those holes in the ground. Read the names on the plaques. Big people, so-called prominent people. Owner of this, owner of that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who enters the graveyard of Madina Munawara Jannatul Baqi'. Assalamu alaykum. Ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimin. Peace be upon you, O residents of these graves. Peace be upon you, O residents of these graves. Omar addresses the graveyard of Madina Baqiul Gharqad. And then what does he say? Khabru ma indana. Khabru ma indana. Listen to the news from my side. Listen to the news from my side. Khabru ma indana. Anna azwajakum qad tuzawwijat. أن أموالكم قد تفرقت أن دوركم قد سكنت. What's the message from our side? Message to the Qubur that Qabr is coming, Maut is coming, Akhirat is coming. These are haqaiq, these are realities. Yom, Quran tells us again and again, again and again. We heard earlier in the tafsir, Maliki Yom al-Din. Inna Yom al-Fasl kana miqata. إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين ذلك يوم مشهود قل إن الأولين والآخرين لمجموعون إلى ميقات يوم معلوم. يوم القيامة, يوم التغابن, يوم الحسرة, يوم الندامة, يوم الويل, يوم الفوز, يوم الخسران, يوم الجنة, يوم النار, يوم الحاقة, يوم الطامة الكبرى, Allahu Akbar, yom, yom, yom. A day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming. What day? What day? The day of the crusher of pleasures. Yom uttagabun. The day when the reality of things will be open. Yom aidi yaksarul mubtilun. Yom aidi yaksarul mubtilun. A day of justice. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. That day is coming. Allah said, how many places? Yom, yom, yom. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. From inside. This is taqwa. This is hidayat. This is ta'alluq with Quran. This is connection with Allah. This is connection with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From inside, la rayba fi, there is no doubt. Ma minkum min ahad. Ma minkum min ahad. There will be no exceptions. Every one of you. Every one of you. Every one of you. Illa sayuhadiruhu rabbuhu muhadara. There will be a special, exclusive audience between you and Allah. Where are you going to hide? Where are we going to run? لا تخفى منكم خافية. أين المفر? أين المفر? How are we going to oppose? لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. Where is that power going to come from? According to one riwayat, the first standing 40 years insan will stand. 40 years insan will stand. As we heard earlier, the shafaqa, the kindness, the compassion of our master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An awwalun nasi khurujan idha bu'ithu, wa ana qa'iduhum idha wufidu, wa ana khatibuhum idha unsitu. وأنا مبشرهم إذا أيسوا لواء الحمد بيدي يوم القيامة كل الناس كل الناس كل الناس آدم ومن سواه تحت لوائي. When humanity is raised up, I will be the first to be raised up. أنا أول الناس خروجا إذا بعثوا. I will be leading the flock of humanity. When they have lost hope, I will give them hope. أَنَا شَافِعُهُمْ. I am the one who will make sifarish, intercession for humanity. Helter skelter humanity will be running. One call of Adambiya, nafsi, nafsi. One personality on that day. Ummati, ummati, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That day is a reality, a reality, a reality. لا ريب في. From inside. From inside this pukar has to come. No doubt in it whatsoever. This is Quran. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who addresses them. Khabruma, listen. Listen to the news from our side. You have gone into the qabr. Listen to the news from our side. Those wives whom you loved intensely, today they have become the wives of other people. Those homes which you built in the world, today others are living in those homes. That wealth which you amassed, hankered after, this has been distributed to others. One of our akabirin, one day he was in a Kabristan, stood by one grave. Then he saw one youngster whose father had passed away recently. So he said to that youngster, show me where's your father's Kabr. I can read some Fatiha also. So the youngster pointed to one grave. The youngster's uncle said, hey Baba, that's not your father's grave. Your father's grave is that side. كَأَلَّمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةُ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَادُلِ. Like Abdullah bin Qurz radiallahu ta'ala who said, with the passage of time, what happens? With the passage of time, the mayyiteen are buried. We forget about them. We're involved in our own dunya, in our own passions, in our own ambitions, in our own desires, till eventually nothing remains. It is as if that relationship was not even there. إِنَّ افْتِقَادِي فاطمة بعد أحمد دليل على ألا يدوم خليل like Ali رضي الله عنه said. First I lost Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then I lost Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها. First that loss, then this loss. This loss taught me the lesson. لا يدوم خليل. No relationship in this world will remain. One relationship only, and that is with Allah. One relationship only, that is with Allah. Enliven this heart with the nur of Allah, with the taluk of Allah, with the connection of Allah, with the Quran. This month Allah gave us for that. From the graves, from the graves the response comes. Miraculously, karamat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa alaykum as-salam ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Peace be upon you, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Khabru ma'indana. Listen to the message from our side. Listen to the message from our side. Annama qaddamnahu wajadana. Annama qaddamnahu wajadana. Wa annama anfaqnahu rabihna. Wa annama taraknahu khasirna. Umar, whatever we gave to Allah, whatever we sent ahead, whatever we sent ahead, this is the call, this is the cry, this is the pukar. Allah gave us this short life not to earn this dunya. Allah gave us this short life not to run behind this dunya. The measure, the value of a human being. Today we are living in an environment of batil. This batil propaganda machinery is espousing its message 24 hours of every day. That the value of a human being depends on what is outside. What car you're driving, what house you are living in, how big your bank balance is. Like the poet says, يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إذا رأت ذا ثروة خضعت لديه وحركت أذنابها وإذا رأت يوما فقيرا غابرا نبحت عليه وقشرت أنيابها. Today what is the classification of society? Tip top VIP who? According to the bank balance, whether he's wearing a Hugo Boss suit, driving a Mercedes Benz or a Rolls Royce, living in a big palatial home, we say VIP, so and so, tip top. This classification is based on what? What is external? Middle class, according to income. Lower class, don't give him a second glance, according to income. What does the poet say? This is a crude poem. Sometimes we hesitate even mentioning it, but the lesson is there. He says, the poor man walks, yamshil faqir, wa kullu shay'in ziddu, the whole world is against him. The whole world is against him. Why? Because he is faqir. Tarahu mubghidan wa laysa bimudhnibin. He sees the way you scoff at him. He sees the way you stick your nose up at him. He sees the hatred, but he hasn't committed a crime. This is Allah's distribution. This is Allah's distribution. Laysa bimudhnibin. Yara al-adawata wa la yara asbabaha. He sees your hatred and your enmity and he doesn't know the cause. And he says this culture, dunya, dunya, dunya. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Paisa ho to kaam banega. Mali, mali, mali. This culture, Allahu Akbar, he says, has even affected the animals. So when a dog sees a rich man, it wags its tail, stretches out its paws, forepaws. And when it sees a poor man, the vagabond, it starts barking and chasing him. What's the underlying lesson? This mentality, classification of insan, his value on the basis of what is external. This is in fact the mentality of a dog. What did my Nabi say? He said, a prominent person the whole world looked up to, will be brought before Allah on the day of judgment. But everything was outside, everything was external, inside was kokla, inside was empty. The heart was devoid of taqwa, of the nur of Quran, of Allah's taluk, of sunnah. Today, what are we placing a price tag on? What are we placing a price tag on? Rasulullah s.a.w. said, prominent person will be brought on the day of judgment. فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودِ. On that scale, when he is weighed, his weight will not be equal to the wing of one mosquito also. And then the verse of the Quran will be read, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Today, no weight, no recognition. Ghaliban Hajjatul Wada, what did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Inna Allaha azhab ankum aibat al jahiliya wa ta'azumaha bi abaiha wa ummahatiha. Allah, Islam has come to destroy this. This thinking of jahalat, of ignorance. That which family you come from, which village you come from, what color your skin is, how big your bank balance is, anything external. Islam came to destroy this. That is the basis of looking up at someone and looking down at someone else. فَالنَّاسُ رَجُلَانِ In Allah's court, there are only two people. رَجُلٌ بَرٌ تَقِيٌ كَرِيمٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ That person who is obedient to Allah, whose inside has taqwa. The nur of taqwa, the nur of Allah's ta'alluq, the nur of amal. رَجُلٌ بَرٌ تَقِيٌ كَرِيمٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ He is honored in the sight of Allah. وَرَجُلٌ فَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌ On the other side, Nasu Rajulan, two people only. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the other one inside is empty. The life is devoid of Allah, of the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fajirun shaqi. Hayyunun ala Allah, he has no value in the sight of Allah. Kullukum banu Adam. Wa khalaqallahu Adam min turab. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every one of you is the children of Adam. Allah created Adam from sand. Value, insan ke qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bante, bahar se nahi. The value of a human being is what is inside, not what is outside. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting at the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and crying. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees him. Ya Muaz, ma yubkik. Muaz, why are you crying? He says, Zakartu qawla sahibi hadha al-qabr. Zakartu qawla sahibi hadha al-qabr. He said, I remembered something that I heard from the resident of this grave that made me cry. What did you hear, Muaz? Man aada lillahi waliyan faqad barazallahu bil muharaba. Oppose Allah's friend and Allah will declare war with you. Wa inna Allaha يحب الأبرار الأتقياء الأخفياء And Allah loves these people. Who does Allah love? Not the bank balance. Not the external. Allahu Akbar. Once Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala is walking. The wind blows. He was nahiful jism. The lungi of Abdullah bin Mas'ud lifted up as a result of the wind blowing, the breeze. He was nahiful jism. His shins were like thin pegs. One or two sahaba smirked, they giggled when they saw the thin legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah's Rasul heard them. He looked at them and he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّهُمَا لَأَثْقَلْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ جَبَلِ أُحُدْ You people are finding amusing how thin the legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu are. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these two legs of Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be weightier on Allah's scale than the mountain of Uhud. What is inside? Bilal, Allahu Akbar. Father's name known, Bilal ibn Abi Rabah, after that not known. Lineage unknown, slave, Abyssinian, whatever classification of society you put, It is only to demean, bring him down from every direction. No family lineage, no wealth, no recognition, no beauty, no status whatsoever. Yet, occasion of Fateh Makkah, we're running out of time, just one, two incidents and then we'll terminate. Occasion of Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah. Allahu Akbar. The first azan of Islam from the roof of Ka'batullah is to be called out. This is a moment in history that will be recorded for posterity. Who is going to get this honor? Who is going to get this honor to call out the first azan of Islam from the rooftop of Ka'batullah? Aina Bilal? Where is Bilal? Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Few of the kuffar of Makkah who hadn't yet accepted Islam are sitting in the back of the haram. Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is, Harith bin Hisham, Abu Sufyan. This was anathema, unheard of. Bilal, an Abyssinian slave, now he's been given the honor of azan from the roof of Kaabatullah. So what does Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is, they're whispering amongst themselves, right in the back. They hadn't accepted Islam. But the strands of jahiliyat and ignorance were there. The noor of iman had not yet permeated. So what happens? Attab bin Usayd bin Abil Is whispers to Haris bin Hisham, Alhamdulillahi alladhi qabada abi qabla hadha al-yawm. All praise is due to Allah who took my father away before he saw this day, that a black man is calling out the azan on the Kaaba. Haris bin Hisham, ma wajada Muhammad ghayra hadha al-ghurab al-aswad mu'adhdhana. Literal translation, we don't even like to say this, but literal translation, books of tariqa there. Haris bin Hisham, what does he say? He says, could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not find anyone else besides this black crow to call out the azan? Abu Sufyan, the seeds of iman were there already. He hadn't professed his iman, but the seeds were already there. So what does he say? He says, listen, bhai, I've got no comment about what you people are saying. Why? Because I fear that the Rabb of Muhammad will inform him what you are saying. Who is being insulted? Bilal. I'm digressing. A few years ago, Sheikh Ayaz from Palestine, Amir of Palestine, his Jamaat was in South Africa. He was giving a short program, so he gave one karguzari. He says one lawyer, Muslim lawyer, who practices law in Israel. He says, I met him one place, he came, he says, Sheikh Ayaz, tell me. How can I get that taluk with Allah? How can I get that connection with Allah? So Sheikh Ayaz says, from the manner in which this lawyer was speaking, I realized something must have happened. So he says, I asked him, what happened? What are you referring to? So he says, I was representing a Palestinian youngster. He had been found guilty for his crime. Minimum prescribed sentence for this crime is 15 years. The next day sentence was to be passed. The judge was known for his dislike and hatred of the Palestinians. So I had no happy expectations. The night before, I tried to prepare the mother of this youngster that don't have any hopes. His mother said to me that, listen, I spoke to my Allah already. I spoke to my Allah already. Tomorrow the sentence will be 3 years, 2.5 years. My son already spent 6 months more and he's out. This lawyer said, when I heard this, I was filled with dread. What is going to happen to this woman? That judge is never going to give such a sentence. Minimum is 15 years. I was expecting much more than that. So I tried to prepare her mentally. Listen, don't go with... She said, I have spoken to my Allah. Finish. I have spoken to my Allah. Sehri. Sehri. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala. Alqama bin Ulaqa radiyallahu anhuma, partaking of Sehri. Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala comes. Ya Rasulullah, Subah Sadiq has come. The time, in other words, the time of Subah Sadiq is near. Stop Sehri. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears this. Bilal's eyesight was weak. He goes away. Then the thought comes in the heart of Bilal, let me check, has Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped eating Sehri? So he says, when he went to check again, he saw the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still eating. He said, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi laqad asbahta. Allah's qasam, Sehri has come, Subah has come, dawn has come. Immediately, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa pulled his hand away from the food and said, Bilal, may Allah have mercy upon you. May Allah have mercy upon you. Sari had not yet come. Sari, dawn had not yet come. But when you took qasam on Allah, in order for your qasam not to be untrue, today Allah changed the system of the sun and brought the sun early. Rubba ash'atha aghbar. Rubba ash'atha aghbar. Lo aqsama ala Allah la abarrahu. My Nabi said, there are many with disheveled hair, body full of dust. No one gives them a second glance. But if they take an oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill that qasam. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-abrar al-atqiya al-akhfiya. Mu'az bin Jabal said, I heard from the resident of this grave, Allah loves certain people. Who are they? Society gives them no second glance also. Akhfiya, they are unknown. In ghabu lam yufaqqadu. If they are missing, no one look for them. In hadaru lam yud'a wa lam yuqarrabu. If they are present, no one will call them friend. If they intercede on behalf of someone, their intercession won't be accepted. If they propose for someone's daughter, it's likely to be rejected. But, قُلُوبُهُمْ مَصَابِيحُ الْهُدَىٰ. Their hearts are lanterns of guidance. Their hearts are lanterns of hidayat. يَخْرُجُونَ مِنْ كُلِّ غَبَرَىٰ مُظْلِمَىٰ. Wherever they go, they will dispel the darkness. Go and see in the jungles of Africa, jamaats of Pakistan, jamaats of Bangladesh, jamaats of India, jamaats from the subcontinent, jamaats from different parts of Africa. People are living in mud huts. They don't know where the next meal will come from yet. Yet, the tide of irtidad, of people becoming murtad, has been stopped through the qurbani of these jamaats. No one takes their name, no recognition, go back to their home countries, they won't even know who you're talking about. Yet 1 year jamaats, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, in the jungles of Africa, on qurbani and sacrifice. The question we have to ask ourselves, my beloved brothers, Allah's court, there is not going to be the bank balance. There is not going to be your financial portfolio, your social background, your social status. There it is going to be these amal. Umar, listen to the message from our side. What we sent ahead, we have found it. What we gave to Allah has been multiplied. What we held back onto, what we refused to give in Allah's way, khasirna, Umar, we have lost it forever. Next day, sentence is to be passed. That judge walks into the court. Shalom, greets everybody. That already that lawyer said, this was strange. This man never used to greet. And then when he passes sentence, he gives a sentence against this youngster, 3 years. 2.5 years passed, 6 months left. This lawyer said, I could not believe it. This was went against the very nature of this man. He says, I approached that judge, Jewish judge, I approached him and I said, how come? Minimum prescribed sentence is 15 years. Your animosity for the Palestinians is well known. Yet you give a 3 year sentence, doesn't make sense. He said, when I prepared my documents for court today, last night, when I was preparing, I wrote down 23 years. When I went to sleep, my eyes closed, I saw a black apparition. It said, get up and change the 23 to 3. He says, I ignored it. Then that apparition caught hold of me by my neck. I couldn't breathe. And it told me that if you don't change that sentence, you won't survive the night. He said, then I got up and I changed. His lawyer is telling Sheikh Ayaz, how can I get ta'alluq like that with Allah? How can I get inna Allah man aada lillahi waliyan faqad baraz Allah bil muharaba? Allah declares war. Allah declares war when you will turn against the friend of Allah. Who is the friend of Allah? In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Allah's friend are the people of taqwa. Who is being insulted? Bilal. Who comes forward in his defense? Quran comes. Jibreel is sent. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. O people, we created you into different tribes, different colors, different families, different backgrounds for recognition. Not that this makes you superior one over the other. What is superiority in Allah's court? This was not Bilal's kamal. that Allah changed the system of the sun for Bilal. This is when Bilal placed his hand in the hand of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then that maqam, then that status. This is not an ordinary ummah. Quran comes down. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Inna Allaha alimun khabir. Allah is the one that knows. Allah knows what is inside. Allah doesn't look at the outside. The most honored amongst you is the one with the most taqwa. Bilal's taqwa has raised him to this position. Jibreel is sent. Allah comes forward in the defense of Bilal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends for Attab bin Usaid bin Abi al-Is, sends for Harith bin Hisham, and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jibreel has come and informed me, you said this and you said this. The moment they heard this, Ya Rasulullah, forgive us, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. There and then they read the Shahadat. Why? They said it was impossible. Only Allah could have informed you. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Honor and status in Allah's court is what is inside this month. We don't know if we live to see another Ramadan. This opportunity Allah has given us. Connect with the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Connect with the Quran. Connect with Allah. Connect with the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come on to Qurbani. Come on to sacrifice. The month of Tawbah has come. The month of repentance has come. The month of reflection has come. The month of recollection has come. The month when Jannat is open. Jahannam ituftahu fihi abwabul Jannah. Tughlaqu fihi abwabul Nar. Tughallu fihi shayateen. And what did my Nabi say? On this I will terminate. He said, Man sama yawman fi sabilillah. Fi ghayri Ramadan. He said, a man striving in the path of Allah is fasting. Not in Ramadan, outside Ramadan. What will Allah give him? Bu'idan in nar, mi'at'am in sayr al-mudhammar al-jawad. He said a fast horse rider will ride for 100 years. The distance he will cover in 100 years. Allah will distance this person from Jahannam, that distance, for fasting in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. What will Allah give you for fasting in the path of Allah in Ramadan? لا يعلم الثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows the reward. So minimum, the need, the requirement, the tashkil, we're not making lengthy tashkil, we're not even going to take names. Let us raise our hands, inshallah. Who is ready at least one ashara in Ramadan in the path of Allah. Lutne ke zaman, this is the time to take. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. إن الحسن بصري رحمه الله used to say, إن الله جعل شهر رمضان مذمارا لخلقه يستبقون فيه بطاعته إلى رضوانه فسبق قوم ففازوا وتخلف آخرون فخابوا فالعجب باللعب الضاحك الذي يضحك في يوم يفوز فيه المحسنون ويخسر فيه المبطلون. Imam Hassan Basri rahimullah used to say, Allah has made Ramadan a race course. A race course for his slaves to outdo one another by obeying him to earn his pleasure. He says, some have gone ahead and have succeeded. Some have sat back and have lost forever. How strange it is. Allah throws open the day when people are doing good, are winning. And the losers are those who hold back. How strange that you are sitting and laughing and relaxing when such an opportunity Allah has given you. We don't know if we'll get another chance. So inshallah, all at least one ashara inshallah. Say inshallah. And let us link and attach ourselves with the masjid. Every second, every moment, my respected brothers. The masajid are crying out, Man alif al masjid alifahullah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The masjid is the place of taqwa. The masjid is Allah's house. The masjid is the fortress of iman. The masjid is the protection of our iman. Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. Fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammadin kama anta ahlu. Wa fa'al bina ma anta ahlu. Fa innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfirah. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. سبحانك ما أحلمك، سبحانك ما أجودك، سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك، سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك. كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا، كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا. يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا، يا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا، يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا، يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا، يا ذا النعماء التي لا تحصى أبدا، يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا، اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا. إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل. إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك، عاملنا برحمتك، عاملنا برحمتك، فأنت أرحم الراحمين، فأنت أجود الأجودين، فأنت خير الغافرين. إن مغفرتك أوسع بذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجنا عندنا من أعمالنا. يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب، اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين، ونفس كرب المكروبين، وفك أسر المأسورين، وقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضانا، واشف مرضانا، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر، اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعالى محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد